With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump says the year that got nicked by an assassin's bullet is getting better.
As I think you can see, I've recovered well and, in fact, just took off the last bandage off of my ear. I just got it off. I took it off for this group.
The former president spoke last night at a Turning Point USA gathering in West Palm Beach, Florida. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says President Biden declined to seek re-election, but remaining in office through January projects weakness on the world stage that will embolden America's enemies. And on the Salem Media Group's news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul said vandalism and violence are all out of control in the nation's capital. President Biden may no longer be seeking re-election, but his job approval numbers are still being measured, and as George Williams reports, they remain on the low side.
According to a three-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, President Joe Biden's job approval numbers remain low, even though they have slightly improved to 41.3%. Two other polls indicate Mr. Biden's approval has improved above 45% after last Sunday's announcement that he would not seek re-election. But separate averages asking about favorability show that Mr. Trump is a percentage point shy of 44%, with Vice President Harris trailing at 40.1%, marginally ahead of President Biden, who stands at 39.4%. George Williams reporting.
Another potentially deadly wildfire burning in the state of California. There are several, but the Park Fire's intensity and rapid spread last night has led officials there to make unwelcome comparisons to the Camp Fire of 2018. That one left 85 people dead and torched some 11,000 homes. This is SRN News. Christian relief ministries are pitching in the state of Texas. Michael Harrington explains why.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in his name." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law designed to place strict limits on drag shows. That reverses a lower court ruling that deemed the statute to be unconstitutional. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has found that the Memphis-based LGBT theater company that filed the complaint last year lacked the legal right to sue over the law. This is SRN News. One of the largest meat distributors in the country is recalling more than 200,000 pounds of deli meat over concerns about listeria.
The FDA says Boar's Head is recalling the meat because it could be contaminated with listeria, and that could cause deadly infections in some. Authorities say an investigation is underway to determine if the contamination is related to the ongoing listeria outbreak. This killed two people and sickened dozens more across 13 states. The recall comes on the heels of Aldi, Walmart, and Kroger issuing recalls for produce delivered to their stores in 15 states due to similar concerns.
That is correspondent Tasha Stevens. A team of Polish divers has discovered the wreckage of an old sailing vessel loaded with luxury goods, including porcelain items and bottles of mineral water off the Swedish coastline. They believe the precious goods could have been on their way to the royal table in Stockholm or the Russian Tsar's residence in St. Petersburg when the ship went down. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.